Star 102.7, we are joined by Fred Brophy in the studio right now, Queensland Australian legend. His boxing troupe is in town, Bungalow Hotel tonight and also tomorrow night.
For those who have no idea about the tent and the boxing troupe, what is it that you guys do? What is this event?
Well, we came into town, we put the boxing tent up like they used to do years and years ago, and we're still, I think I was at the show here about, well, it would have been over 20 years ago. Yeah. Or so.
Because so many people have that memory of you guys of being at the Cannes show.
Yeah, well, all people always remember the boxing tent because it's always down around the bar somewhere.
Yeah.
And you could be walking down Sideshow Alley, then you'll hear the bells and drums go.
Yep.
And you say, that's the boxing tent is starting. And you get up on the board and I introduce my fighters and where they come from and what they can do. And then I get the locals up and they tell me where they come from and what they can do. And a lot of them tell a few fibs. And
yeah.
Well, you know, I don't blame them, you know, when they see, when you see blokes like the Barramundi kid up and be bored and all those sort of blokes. Brown Bomber, he's up there, he'll be here. The Beaver. The Beaver, I hope she's going to be here. She's
got is it a female?
Yep.
Well, she's got hairs on her legs that'd spear a rat. She's got to use a chainsaw to shave her legs. And then we've got, the old Big Red. She's from Townsville. She's trying to get in. But we do now, you know, there's a thing out called UHF, Kentucky Chicken. What do they call it?
KFC.
KFC.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they said, I'd like to get up there, but I do this. I said, what do you do? And they cage, fighting a cage.
MMA, is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah,
that's mixed martial arts, yeah. Cage
not
fighting.
KFC. It's a chicken fight.
Yeah. Well, they can come in if they want to and they can have a fight. And, but I tell you what, they can show my blokes what they do in the ring.
Yeah.
Like if I want to punch your gouge, we'll kick them over and that. Well, my blokes will do it back to them.
Okay.
And if those are blokes that I'd like to have a fight, but I'm a kickboxer.
Yep.
Well, we don't kick, but if they want to come in and kick, we'll kickbox them.
Okay.
Are there some people, Fred, that are chosen out of the crowd or put their hand up, they surprise you? You go, oh, you're not going to go so well. Then all of a sudden you sit back and go, okay.
Well, mate, that happens quite a lot.
Does it?
Right. Yep.
And usually it's the people that you don't think.
Mm.
You think, you know, if you go to a bar or a do and there's a quiet bloke there, you hardly ever speaks or anything like that.
Yep.
It might be the butcher or the baker or something like that. They're the blokes you've got to worry about.
Yeah.
But the blokes with big mouths, I wouldn't be worried about them at all.
Yeah.
but the quiet ones, usually, and everywhere you go, mate, there's some tough fights.
Yeah.
Like back there at Townsville, I don't think there was one that wasn't tough, was there? There was really good fights on both sides. You know, we win some, we lose some. And it's, I don't think they're doing it for the money. I think they're doing it for the bucket list because they can say they've had a fight. You know, because when that goes, you'll never see another one.
Yeah, right.
That'll be it. And as I said, it's just good. I'm not there to knock anyone out or hurt them. And if anyone's getting hurt, I'll stop the fight.
Yeah.
I don't care what the people think. You know, I'm looking after the people in the ring.
Mm.
And they're man enough to have a go. And it's 100% Australian if you get up on that board to fight someone. So it's just a different thing altogether.
Freak, can I ask a personal question? I've just noticed you're missing a digit on your little finger there. How did you lose that?
Which one?
there's two.
No little fingers.
Okay, they're two little ones. Yeah, well, it's a bit of a story behind those.
What happened?
There was over two women, as a matter of fact.
What?
One was my first wife and the other one was my second one. And you'd have to read me book to find out.
Right, okay.
Fred Brophy, the last showman, yeah.
You lost your pinkies. Fred Brophy, mate, it's been an honour having you in the studio. And you too, thank you, Rick the chauffeur. Mate, and we look forward to the boxing troupe tonight at the Bungalow tonight and also tomorrow night. If you want tickets, bungalowhotel.com.au. Thanks, Fred.
Thanks very much, guys. It's been a pleasure. And I love Cairns. I love North Queensland. It's a great place and all the people are friendly and I'm really looking forward to spending a bit of time up here.
Good on you, mate. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.